In a world filled with constant notifications, endless scrolling, and nonstop noise, it's rare to find a moment to truly slow down, listen, and connect. That's exactly what awaits you at Symphonic Connections Live, an evening presented by KVNO and the Omaha Symphony on May 21st at the Strauss Performing Arts Center on the campus of UNO. Featuring Maestro Ernest Richardson, host of Symphonic Connections on KVNO, this unique event brings the symphony to the stage for a performance that invites audience interaction and deeper discovery of the music.
This is such a great idea. People will be able to ask questions, and the symphony and I can actually answer those questions live with live music. And I'll have a sidekick. Jeff Katerba will join me in the program as well.
Maestro Richardson notes that the interaction between the symphony and the audience makes it very different than a typical symphony performance.
Typically, the Omaha Symphony performance is one where we present the music. So we start at the beginning, we go to the end. There often is not much commentary, and there's never actual interaction between the conductor and performers and the audience. This has a much more personal kind of sense. We come into the auditorium and we start answering the questions right from the start. And the orchestra is there live to demonstrate what we are about to hear. So it's a description of what we are about to hear, and it's the actual experience of that music live.
Listeners have been sending questions ahead of Symphonic Connections Live, and Maestro Richardson says one of them is very familiar. It's a question that will be answered during the event with equally familiar music.
One great question that I receive a lot is, what is programmatic music? And part of the reason for the confusion is there's really two kinds of programmatic music. One imitates something that we might hear in nature, for example, birds singing. And the other reflects what it feels like to be in nature, for example, Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. So we start thinking about bird singing, and we have a beautiful concerto by Vivaldi. Everybody knows it's Spring, which starts off with the birds trilling and answering each other. In that, there's also a sleeping dog played by the viola. Bum, bum. Then we experience the music of Beethoven. Beethoven is not necessarily imitating the sounds of nature. He's trying to reveal what it feels like to be in nature. So we'll be able to demonstrate both the imitative nature of programmatic music and the feeling nature of programmatic music.
Prior to the actual concert, Symphonic Connections Live will also feature an informal talk that takes you behind the scenes of the Omaha Symphony, plus an opportunity to connect with other classical music lovers over coffee with an atmosphere inspired by a French cafe.
They are going to feel embraced by the sound of their orchestra. They're going to feel connected to each other. They're going to feel connected to me personally, I hope. And when they hear the orchestra or my show in the future, they will have a personality and an experience to connect to. We talk about what it feels like to feel connected to the composers that write for the symphony orchestra. Who were these guys? Why did they write music? What should we experience as we're listening to the music? Is a little bit like wine or scotch tasting. Once the person who's teaching you identifies the taste, you can then taste it for yourself.
After the performance, stay for a special reception. Meet the maestro, connect with Omaha Symphony musicians and KVNO on-air staff, and take part in a spontaneous creative workshop led by Jeff Katerba. Symphonic Connections Live is May 21st at the Strauss Performing Arts Center. Find tickets and more information at kvno.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Brownrigg.